Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Well, that's why we do it, isn't it? That's why we show up every single night, because you never know what you're going to see. How much fun was that, Royals fans? Wow, what a game. What a game, smack dab in the middle of, yes, a very tumultuous, at times miserable march through the summer. You get a game like this and you go, oh yeah, yep, all right, I'll be back tomorrow. And then the day after that, the day after that, the day after that. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals take the series opener in Tampa. A great game. If you're not a Rays fan, if you're not a Royals fan, if you're just a baseball fan, this was an enjoyable evening in Tampa. Exciting, excruciating at points. Right, Royals fall behind 2-0 in the first inning, and you're thinking, oh my God, they're going to get boat raced tonight. But Drew Waters makes sure that things don't get out of hand there in the first inning. This game was exciting, encouraging at times. We'll talk about Austin Cox, but I want to hear from you. Where you at, Royals fans? 913-586-7610. A terrific win, no doubt. Royals trail 2-0 after 2. They trail 5-3 after 7. But they put together their 8th comeback victory of the season, and they knock off the Rays by a final score of 6-5. Nice win. And I think it stays right there. Nice win. But what I think we talk about tonight are the performances. I'm not going to make any grand statement about this team or what this win means or what it's going to lead to. No. I don't have to. They get the opportunity to prove that to us tomorrow, the day after that, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. I don't need to tell you what this win means. We'll find out. And we'll find out together. You know, win 3 games in a row. Royals haven't done that all season. Do that, and we'll get excited. We'll get excited about wins, right? We'll get excited about the team when you start putting it together. But in my opinion, and you guys can let me know if I'm off base on this. Again, phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. Nice win. The Royals are now 21-54. Let's talk about the individuals. Let's talk about the big performances tonight, and there were a lot of them. Carlos Hernandez, Aroldis Chapman, Scott Barlow on the mound. Nice job. Salvador Perez had his moments tonight, a base hit. Blocking everything behind the plate. Nice night from Salvi. Dairon Blanco with that leadoff triple to start the scoring in the third. Nice job from the 30-year-old. But to me, tonight's game was about 4 players. 4 guys that I believe deserve the spotlight after this 6-5 win. 4 guys that I want to know from you. Who's the star of the night? Because to me, it's either Drew Waters, MJ Melendez, Michael Garcia, or Austin Cox. Waters, Melendez, Garcia, and Cox. The 24-year-old Drew Waters, the 24-year-old MJ Melendez, the 23-year-old Michael Garcia, and the 26-year-old Austin Cox. Cox tonight, 53 pitches, 33 strikes, a dozen swings and misses. Now, last time we saw him, it was basically fastball changeup, but he kept the hitters off balance, mixing in enough breaking balls to where he was really a 4-pitch pitcher tonight. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. You like the aggressiveness, the confidence, the tempo of Austin Cox. I can't wait to see him again. I hope the Royals give him the first inning. His turn will come up again when the Royals return home next week as they take on the Cleveland Guardians. I think Austin Cox has deserved or has earned the ball in the first inning. Mikel Garcia, man, I would like to talk more about him, but I feel like he's one of the constants right now. Honestly, save Salvador Perez, you know, Mikel Garcia's been the best player on this team. Him and Bobby Witt Jr. kind of in a tug of war right now of who's the best player on this team. Okay, Salvi is. We all know it's Salvi. He's the all-star for this squad. He's the future Royals Hall of Famer. But as far as this evaluation season, here in the month of June, yeah, it's been a back and forth between Bobby and Mikel. Garcia hitting .440 in his six-game hitting streak. Getting it done defensively as well, looking so very confident over there at third. MJ Melendez, to me it's about Drew Waters. Drew Waters is my hero of the night. I got a lot to say about Drew, even more to say about MJ, but I want to hear from you first. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. I don't know any other way to get this started, but we got to bring on Big T. Big T, you got to get the people going on this Thursday night. Go for it, buddy.
Hell yeah, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, hey, everybody. Coach Q, the team that drafted him, goes into Tropicana after we limp out of Detroit and gets a win and gets the best team in baseball. And you're like, wait a minute, baseball is a crazy, unpredictable game. There's no way they should have won this game. We start the opener. They have the best record. We have the worst record. They have Shane McClanahan going. And then, you know, Quas gives up those two runs earlier thinking, oh, no, here we go. But hold on, baby. Hold on. We got Austin Cox. Let's talk about this kid. You know, coming out of college, he had the second-best strikeout rate only behind Shane McClanahan. I think that guy deserves what Vern said. He needs to go in the first inning, give him the ball again. Great job. And then, Vern, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Malik Garcia, he could be a star, everybody. Did you see what he did tonight? He just keeps stealing bases, plays great defense. I dig that guy. It's a beautiful thing watching him. I love his baseball IQ right now. It's phenomenal. And then you, AJ Melendez, I know he had those two errors, everybody, and the game was going a little fast for him. But hold up. Slow down. He had three hits tonight, three big RBIs. He had a game-winning RBI, hustling down the line. Made that guy make the play, and he bubbled it, and he got the hit. And then that first at-bat, Vern, when he goes the other way, that's the MJ Melendez that I love to watch. If he does stuff like that, he's going to be a great hitter. And then Burn, you know, Drew Waters, man, what a hell of a game by that guy. I know he's been struggling, and we've seen flashes of consistency by him, but what a, you know, go ahead home run, and then that those two big RBIs, and then what about that catch banging off the wall? What a fantastic catch. He saved two runs there, everybody. You know, it was a good win tonight. I'm not going to get too excited. I know I sound excited.
You sound pretty excited.
Guys. I'm happy
just
for
went
the
over
guys,
the entire
Burn.
Game.
All up and down the lineup. You mentioned it, Blanco, Salvi. But, you know, let's just keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Good win by the boys. And I just need to see more consistency. And as always, let's go Royals. And how about Prado on that defense?
I think that's everyone that participated in the game. Thank you very much, Big T. My big takeaway from that call is flashes of consistency. I don't think that is a thing. You're either consistent or you flash. Yeah, Drew Waters hasn't been consistent. But tonight, there is no question that he was the hero because he picks up Jose Quas in the first. He picks up MJ Melendez in the second. And he picks up Nick Prado in the eighth inning. There were so many culprits for what was supposed to be loss number 55. Quas was going to blow it in the first. MJ Melendez straight up dropped a fly ball. Like a little league right fielder. Took his eyes off it. It went in his glove and bang, bang. Nope, on the ground. Little league stuff. Drew Waters made sure that that error didn't come back to bite the Royals nor MJ Melendez. And then in the eighth inning, with runners on second and third, and one out. Royals at this time are down 5-3. The only thing Nick Prado can't do is strike out. Put the ball in play. Runner on second and third, one out. The game-tying run is right there on second base. Even if he doesn't score, fine. Fine. You got to bring the guy home from third, Nick. You got to put the ball in play. But instead, he swings through a 96-mile-per-hour fastball up and out of the zone for out number two. Following a following a Samad Taylor walk to load the bases, Drew Waters picks up the aforementioned Nick Prado with a two-run single to right field to tie the game up at five. Royals win it in the ninth inning, courtesy of MJ Melendez, the fourth and final star of this game tonight. Austin Cox, Michael Garcia, MJ Melendez, and Drew Waters. I got more on MJ, but first I want to hear from Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How about that?
Hey, unbelievable.
That was an exciting ball game, man. I had a fun if I might, may I allow myself a humble brag? I called this one today, Vern. It just had that feeling about it with the bad team against the good team, an opener against the best pitcher in the league. I was telling my Uber passengers all day, I was like, I think we got a chance on it. And I mean, you guys mentioned us being plus 300. I don't do the sports betting, but I was talking like, hey, man, it might not be a bad bet tonight. But I've got a lot to say after that one, but I'm going to try to keep it short and simple like always. I'm only going to talk about the positives tonight. And I had actually decided early in the game I was going to call in and tell you I'm officially excited about three things. And one I'm not so sure yet about, so that's four. But the first two I've come to a conclusion on today, and the other I decided in the first week of the season. The first two things I'm excited about are Michael and Drew Waters. I mean, I'm sold. I'll buy stock on both of those guys right now. And, I mean, Michael's on fire. Am I mistaken? Did Drew Waters throw somebody out at third today?
Yeah, that was him picking up Jose Kwas in the first inning. He threw out Randy Arozarena trying to advance to third base. Just a perfect throw, and he did such a great job of setting up behind the fly ball off of the bat of Josh Lowe, sets up behind it, gets his momentum, catches the fly ball, and throws a strike to Garcia at third. He gets Arozarena at the bag for the third and final out. Again, it was a two-run first inning. Things looked like they were going to hell in a handbasket until that catch and then that throw from Drew Waters.
Well, thanks for describing that for me, Vern. I don't always get to catch every detail of the game on the radio here, but I thought he showcased his arm, his glove, his bat. You know, he seems to work like a pro, and I'm excited about him. I loved hearing about all the stolen bases and great defense by Michael and Waters today. So those two I'm sold on, Vern. And listening to the game on the radio leads me to my final point. The third thing I'm excited about is Jake Eisenberg. He is tremendous. I've been sold on him since the second game of the season, and I look forward to listening to him call the games. And that call he had with Sweeney on the broadcast in Chicago when they were talking about Massey getting engaged, and right on cue, he hit it a homer. Man, I had goosebumps for that. That was fantastic. But the last and final thing, and then I'll get off here, Vern, is I want your opinion. What should I be excited about Austin Cox? You know, he had those 12, 13 innings in a row of, you know, scoreless, almost hitless ball. And so, you know, is it too early to be excited about him? I'm not sure how I feel yet. But those other three, I'm sold on. Eisenberg, Michael, and Drew Waters. They can hang around as long as they want to. As always, Vern, win or lose, we listen to you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Michael, you have to be all in on him. Drew Waters, again, just turned 24. You have no reason not to be all in on a switch-hitting athlete that plays center field. Jake Eisenberg, no question. You throw in what Mike Sweeney and Jeremy Guthrie are bringing to the broadcasts, tremendous. Austin Cox, should you be excited? Of course you should be excited. Now, that doesn't mean he's the next Shane McClanahan, or that he's your opening day starter next year, or that he's your number three starter next year. But if he has the possibility of being a starter next year, you should be excited. Personally, I'm intrigued to watch him pitch against Cleveland. I'll get excited when the team gives him the ball in the first inning. Until they do that, they're telling me that he might be Ryan Yarbrough, which is nothing to sneeze at. Yeah, I can't wait for Ryan Yarbrough to return. Look at the numbers that Yarbrough put up in Tampa. That's a tremendous pitcher. But if you want me to get excited, tell me that you think he's a starting pitcher. Show me that you believe he's a guy that you want in the rotation this year and moving forward. That's when I'll get excited. Thanks for the phone call, Kyle. 913-586-7610. Yeah, Drew Waters, with his arm, picks up Jose Kwas in the first. With his glove, picks up MJ Melendez as he makes a leaping catch. As Drew Waters makes a leaping catch at the center field wall in the second inning for the third and final out. It was two on, two out, top of the lineup coming up to face Austin Cox. Cox should have been out of the inning, but MJ Melendez dropped a can of, well, it wasn't a line drive, wasn't a can of corn. It was a fly ball. It was a big league out. MJ Melendez dropped it, extending the inning, giving the Rays a chance to turn the lineup over. But Drew Waters makes that sensational catch in center field to pick up MJ Melendez. And then, as I mentioned, he picks up Nick Prado with the bat in the eighth inning. So the glove, the arm, the bat, all on display tonight from Drew Waters. He also steals a base. The bat, the glove, the arm, the athleticism, all on display tonight from the 24-year-old. The Royals tonight steal seven bases. I see Rally Mantis on the text line is saying that's the first time the Royals have stolen seven or more bags since the wild card game. Is that true? I'm not reporting that. I'm just reading that here from the Rally Mantis. It might be true. I don't know. Seven stolen bases is a lot. Two stolen bases from Michael Garcia alone in the ninth inning. And without those stolen bases, who knows how this game turns out. Those two stolen bases allow the Royals to win this thing. Yeah, if you miss the ninth inning, 5-5, Garcia draws a leadoff walk, steals second as Bobby Witt Jr. strikes out, steals third as Salvador Perez strikes out. Another one of those situations where you're saying, guys, just put the ball in play. Anything but a punch out. Bobby and Salvi both punch out. So Garcia's now on third base. Two outs, ninth inning, MJ Melendez at the dish, who made two errors in the first inning, but had a very professional night. Yeah, Drew Waters is my hero of the night, but the unsung hero of the 6-5 Royals victory is MJ Melendez, a guy that I know I've given a hard time this season for poor body language. Moping, letting umpires get in his head and beat him before the pitcher beats him. Yeah, I've been disappointed in the way that MJ's carried himself at times. Better put, I've been disappointed in the way that MJ has allowed the negativity to get him down. I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not saying I could handle it any better, and I'm almost 20 years older than MJ Melendez. But still, he's a professional. He's the second round pick. He's the guy making the money. You gotta overcome. You gotta be a pro. And I thought he was tonight. Two errors in the first two innings, but when he comes to the plate in the third, he's not trying to erase it with a 5-run home run. No, with two on and one out, he's willing to go to the opposite field to put the Royals ahead, to tie the game up at 2-2. Right, he could have been all in his head. Two errors, we're down 2-0. I'm going to make up for it right now by hitting a 500-foot home run. But no, he doesn't muscle up. He goes the other way and ties the game up at 2. A very professional night from MJ, and that positive body language, or the antithesis of what we saw from MJ during this most previous homestand. Ninth inning, two outs, Garcia at third base. After Bobby and Salvi both punch out, MJ Melendez rolls over one to the right side. Could have moped. Could have went, oh, God, again, you know, rolling over. An easy dribbler to the first baseman. Could have done what I've seen him do way too many times. Allow that head to hang, those shoulders to slump, and give me some poor effort. No, instead he busts it down the first baseline, forces Tampa's first baseman, Yandy Diaz, to make a decision. Am I going to the bag or am I going to try to flip it to Peter Fairbanks, the pitcher, covered first base? Yandy's in between. He makes a half-hearted flip to the pitcher running by him. Pitcher doesn't catch it. MJ slides into first. Garcia comes in to score what turns out to be the game-winning run. Rays didn't do themselves any favors, no doubt. They didn't play their A-plus or even their B-plus game. But the Royals took it. Whatever inches the Rays gave them, the Royals took it with energy, attitude, positive body language, and an aggressiveness that it takes to win at the big league level on a consistent basis. So happy to see a very professional performance tonight from MJ Melendez. Royals win 6-5. Let's go to Chris in Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Vern. Love you, man. Hey, great show. Always tuning in.
Thanks, man.
Hey, okay, so hear me out. Drew Waters, MJ Melendez, potential trade bait. I know we had a great night tonight, but I feel like we could put something together. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. But Chris, let me ask you this. I don't think at the deadline, you know, maybe this off season they could be trade bait, but at the deadline, where do you, like if you're a winning team, do you think you're an MJ Melendez away from winning a World Series? Do you view him as the missing piece, a shaky defensive right fielder that is prone to strikeouts? I don't think he's the answer. Drew Waters, you know, if you need a nine-hitting center fielder, possibly. But I think those guys are more likely moved in the offseason.
Once the postseason comes along, why wouldn't you want MJ Melendez? A speedy right fielder that can steal some bags for you? Am I wrong?
Well, no, that's your opinion, and your opinion isn't wrong. And he can run, you know, and he does play right field, but he's a well below average defender. If you're a championship team, you can't have MJ Melendez late in the game in right field.
All right, and I got one more question. What do you think about taking the LSU pitcher? And if we can get him number one overall, what is your take on that?
Well, I think he's going number one overall, and the Royals don't pick till number eight, so I don't think he's going to be there for him.
No, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of which, LSU just walked off Wake Forest. I don't know if you're watching that. Walk-off home run. Man, that was a wild game. I didn't watch any of it, but I, you know, see the headlines come across on Twitter. Yeah, a walk-off two-run home run. LSU beats Wake Forest 2-0 in 11 innings. It only took 9 in Tampa. The Royals knock off the best team in baseball, handing them just their 9th loss all season at home. Royals pick up win number 21. It's a 6-5 win in Tampa. We take a quick timeout, get back to your thoughts, and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
That was a short-lived lead. Drew Waters' second home run of the season. First pitch fastball, middle in from the righty. So Waters hitting from the left side. He belted that bad boy. Leadoff home run, Royals lead 3-2, but Taylor Clark would give it right back in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 3 runs come in to score against Clark. And just like that, a 1-run lead to 2-run deficit, and that deficit would last. Well, wouldn't last long, actually. Top of the eighth inning, that's when Drew Waters, again, against even better relief pitcher. You know, you look at what the Royals did in the eighth and ninth innings, scoring three runs on four hits off of Jason Adam, an all-star a season ago, represented the country in the World Baseball Classic. And then Peter Fairbanks is a guy that has pitched big moments for this Rays team for the better part of half a decade now. And they jumped him right out of the gate. Salvi with a single to center, Melendez with a single to right off of Jason Adams, setting the stage for Drew Waters in that two-out, two-run single to right. And then a leadoff walk against Fairbanks, courtesy of Michael Garcia. Garcia hitting .318 in the month of June, in OPS of .824 in 19 games this month. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley points out that the boys did make a few mistakes tonight, but played a good game and takes the win anytime he can get one. As you should, Joey. And look, I think it's fair to say this team's going to make mistakes just about every night. I mean, you're running out. Half your lineup is under the age of 25. More than half your lineup has less than a full calendar year in the big leagues. You're going to make mistakes every single night. And well, Joey, I know I don't got to tell you. You're watching every single game. But if you focus on the mistakes, you're going to drive yourself nuts. Or you're just going to start hating the game, and the game's too great. Way too great. As was on display tonight. On one side, the best team in baseball with the best pitcher in baseball. Right, Shane McClanahan entered tonight with the best ERA in the sport. Shane McClanahan and the Rays going opposite the Royals and Jose Quas. One side is the guy that started the All-Star game last year for the best team in baseball. On the other side is arguably the worst team in baseball in a game started by a guy that was loading up a FedEx truck a few years ago. Royals 3-1 underdogs. Plus 300 this afternoon on the money line to win, and they pull it off. 6-5 the final score. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Austin Cox had to say. He does not factor in the decision. Aroldis Chapman gets the win. He deserved it. Chapman 15 pitches, 3 batters faced. He strikes them all out. Chapman 48 strikeouts this season in 26 innings. Are you kidding me? Speaking of a joke, Austin Cox faces 39 batters to start his big league career and doesn't give up a hit to one of them. It's a new Major League Baseball record. Austin Cox, 39 batters to start his career without giving up a hit. And even after he gives up that hit to Yandy Diaz in the fifth inning. Look at his numbers this season. Again, small sample size, 6 games, 12 and a third innings, 13 strikeouts, 5 base runners. 12 and a third innings, 4 walks, 1 hit, no runs, 13 punchouts. Austin, after the game, was asked about making baseball history. Here's what he said to Bally Sports Kansas City.
It's awesome. At the end of the day, you want to go out there and give the team a chance to win. So, you know, every opportunity to do that is like I said, an opportunity. So, very honored by it. But just glad I was able to give the team a chance to win.
Did you know you were close or anything like that on your mind?
I had heard it, seen it a couple times, but that definitely wasn't really the thought when I was out there. It was more on just executing pitches and trusting. I trust Salvi with everything. I mean, he's been around and he's the captain for a reason. So, you know, just trusting him and executing what he called.
When you're out there against that team, against the Rays, they have a strong lineup. What's it like just competing and battling against them?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, like I said, go out there and just try to give us a chance to win.
There were so many twists and turns after you left that game. What did you think about what you saw and how this thing ended up and what it means to you guys?
I mean, I think it shows, you know, there's pieces all over this team. And you know, guys that, I mean, can really get it done, and it showed tonight when, you know, MJ diving into first with the go-ahead hit. I mean, that's, that exemplifies, I think, what's to come, and I think that, you know, it was really fun to watch guys step up when it was time to step up.
Yeah, it sure was, and again, I'm glad Austin brings up MJ Melendez there in the ninth inning. Just such a professional night from the 24-year-old. Now again, I'm not going to, hopefully, I haven't already, I don't want to make too much of it because, again, he is one of the few that's now been in the big leagues for a full calendar year. As I say that, we still got to give grace, I believe. You don't have to. I choose to. But, yeah, MJ Melendez rolls over one after the two stars of the team, Bobby and Salvi, strike out with the winning run on or the what ultimately was and what could have been the game-winning run just 90 feet away. MJ Melendez makes soft contact. It rolls up the first baseline. And because he's busting it down the line, Yandy Diaz panics, makes an ill-advised underhand toss to the pitcher who's not even at the bag. But MJ hustling, also recognizing what's going on between the Tampa defenders. He knows the only way they're going to get me is by tagging me, so he slides into first base, allowing Garcia to score what turns out to be the game-winning run. MJ's first game reaching base safely four times all season. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 6-5. Go ahead.
You know, what a great win this was today. You know, I didn't think we could win a game in this series, but man, did they prove me wrong today. A heck of a team effort today. Austin Cox looked really good today. Heck of an effort for Drew Waters and MJ Melendez. Heck, the Waters were raging today. That monster home run from Drew Waters and that single that brought in two to tie the game. And then MJ Melendez. You know, he's been struggling the last few days and got sat down yesterday. And you know what he does today? Gets three hits and gets some good RBIs, and especially the game winner. And shout out Aroldis Chapman, you know, coming in getting three Ks. And then Scotty Barlow saving it out.
Yes, indeed. There it is. That's the game courtesy of Ty in Sedalia. Royals now on pace. Listen, I'm only saying this because when they were on pace to have the worst record in American League history, we made note of it. So when they're not, I'm going to make note of that as well. Now, they're still on pace to have a very, very bad season. 45-117. And I'm not saying this is the beginning of a turnaround. The onus is on them to prove that to us. Win three games in a row. How about that? Only team in Major League Baseball yet to do that. When that happens, we can start talking about the future and a turnaround. And I don't say that as a setup to be sports radio guy, knowing that the next three are against Tampa and winning three in a row is going to be very difficult. Even if it's not now, if it's the next series against Cleveland or the Dodgers after that, or the Twins after that, or the Guardians after that, win three in a row, and then we'll talk about a turnaround. Royals score six runs tonight, 17th time this season they've put at least six on the board. Royals are 10-7 in games in which they score at least six runs. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. What does Drew Waters think this game means, beating the Tampa Bay Rays? Here's what he told Joel Goldberg on the field after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
I think it goes to show what we're capable of. You know, we're young. There is a lot of talent in the dugout. There's a lot of talent in the bullpen, a lot of talent in the rotation. But, you know, we all, we're here getting experience, doing the best we can, and I think, you know, this just kind of shows, like I said, what we're capable of and, you know, what's to come. So, like I said, it's really encouraging to see.
Drew Waters, 2 for 4. He drives in half of the team's run, a solo job in the seventh to give the Royals a 3-2 lead, and then he ties it up with a two-out, two-run single in the eighth. Royals take the opener of this four-game series in Tampa, 6-5 the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Scott Barlow putting the finishing touches on the win. Royals take the opener in Tampa. Barlow picks up career save number 52. He's now just 5 back of Kelvin Herrera for 6th most all-time in Royals franchise history. My game notes following this 6-5 win are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Carlos Hernandez came in the 6th inning, walked the first batter that he faced, but then retired the next 3 on just, well, just 18 pitches. He struck out a pair, and Carlos now has 38 strikeouts in 33 innings this season. I mentioned Dairon Blanco with that leadoff triple to start the scoring in the 3rd. Blanco has a hit in 8 of his 10 starts in the big leagues. You could do worse. Nice job, Dairon Blanco. Also, solid night defensively. I'll tell you what, that guy sure does make me feel comfortable when I see him out there in left or right or center and the ball's hit his way. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Elizabeth in Nebraska writes in, "Vern, just last night I was leaving a fundraiser and I said hello to my bishop. He's a big Royals fan, having grown up in Wichita. I told him the Royals needed divine intervention. Here's the good news. We will now avoid 142 losses." Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks to your bishop as well. Also, thanks to Yandy Diaz for falling down between 2nd and 3rd base in the 5th inning. Thanks to the Rays relievers for walking, 1-2 Royals in the final 2 innings. Rays didn't play a A-plus game. The Rays gave the Royals the opportunity, and the Royals capitalized. Haven't been able to say that very much this season. Sure is nice to say it after this one. Spike in St. Joe lets us know that his MVP of the game was Drew Waters. Waters drives in 3 of the team's 6 runs. It's his first game with 3 or more RBI of the season, and the first time since last September when he hit that grand slam against Cleveland. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Cheryl in Hyde Park, "Vern, this is how I remember baseball being played. Now how in the heck am I supposed to get to sleep? P.S. Thanks, Big T. I needed that." I don't know if Big T has a bigger fan than Cheryl in Hyde Park. I mean, I love you, Big T, but Cheryl loves your phone calls. I appreciate them, and I'm a big fan of them, but I think Cheryl's got me beat. From the 816, "Vern, I really think Drew Waters gained some much-needed confidence tonight. Dan and KCK is encouraged by what he saw from Austin Cox. From the 913, "Vern, I'm living game to game at this point, and today was a good day." From the 816, I'm not reading that one. Henry from Topeka writes in, "Vern, Austin Cox was wheeling and dealing. His pitch mix was solid, and his command was even better. Good comeback win from the boys in blue." Yeah, it's nice. Well, you know what? Daniel Lynch did this the other day as well. Daniel Lynch had that same tempo. You know what? Daniel Lynch didn't look as confident as Austin Cox looked. And you know what? And I was thinking this as I'm watching him. Again, just thinking it, and now I'm going to think out loud. Austin Cox has been anything but rushed to the big leagues. Austin Cox has taken a path that many pitchers have taken over the years, old school baseball, where you put in time in the minor leagues. Right? Singer rushed up. Bubich very much so rushed up. Hernandez rushed up. Lynch, yeah, okay, maybe he took his time, but there was still someone behind him, us in the media, the fan base, even the organization, trying to push him along a little quicker. Not Austin Cox. You take your time. You find out what makes you you. You do that down in the minor leagues, and you'll find your way to the show. I wonder if that has something to do with it. It's a good question to ask. Maybe I'll do that. Hey, thanks to Chris Unocero for the help back at the studio. Thanks to the Royals pulling out this win, making me some money, too. Hey, hey. Royals look to make it two straight. Zach Greinke on the hill tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 4:30 for the On Deck Show. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Win a free pizza by listening to The Drive every day right at 2 o'clock. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the 24-year-old. Now, again, I'm not going to, hopefully, I haven't already. I don't want to make too much of it because, again, he is one of the few that's now been in the big leagues for a full calendar year. As I say that, we still got to give grace, I believe. You don't have to. I choose to. MJ Melendez rolls over one after the two stars of the team, Bobby and Salvi, strike out with the winning run on, or the what ultimately was and what could have been, the game-winning run just 90 feet away. MJ Melendez makes soft contact. It rolls up the first baseline, and because he's busting it down the line, Yandy Diaz panics, makes an ill-advised underhand toss to the pitcher who's not even at the bag. But MJ hustling, also recognizing what's going on between the Tampa defenders. He knows the only way they're going to get me is by tagging me, so he slides into first base, allowing Garcia to score what turns out to be the game-winning run. MJ's first game reaching base safely four times all season. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 6-5. Go ahead.
You know, what a great win this was today. You know, I didn't think we could win a game in this series, but man, did they prove me wrong today. A heck of a team effort today. Austin Cox looked really good today. Heck of an effort for Drew Waters and MJ Melendez. Heck, the Waters were raging today. That monster home run from Drew Waters and that single that brought in two to tie the game. And then MJ Melendez, you know, he's been struggling the last few days and got sat down yesterday. And you know what he does today? Gets three hits and gets some good RBIs and especially the game winner. And shout out Aroldis Chapman, you know, coming in getting three Ks. And then Scotty Barlow saving it out.
Yes, indeed. There it is. That's the game courtesy of Ty in Sedalia. Royals now on pace. Listen, I'm only saying this because when they were on pace to have the worst record in American League history, we made note of it. So when they're not, I'm going to make note of that as well. Now, they're still on pace to have a very, very bad season. 45-117. And I'm not saying this is the beginning of a turnaround. The onus is on them to prove that to us. Win three games in a row. How about that? Only team in Major League Baseball yet to do that. When that happens, we can start talking about the future and a turnaround. And I don't say that as a setup to be sports radio guy. knowing that the next three are against Tampa and winning three in a row is going to be very difficult. Even if it's not now, if it's the next series against Cleveland or the Dodgers after that or the Twins after that or the Guardians after that, win three in a row. And then we'll talk about a turnaround. Royals score six runs tonight, 17th time this season they've put at least six on the board. Royals are 10-7 in games in which they score at least six runs. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. What does Drew Waters think this game means, beating the Tampa Bay Rays? Here's what he told Joel Goldberg on the field after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
I think it goes to show what we're capable of. You know, we're young. There is a lot of talent in the dugout. There's a lot of talent in the bullpen, a lot of talent in the rotation. But, you know, we're here getting experience, doing the best we can. And I think, you know, this just kind of shows, like I said, what we're capable of and, you know, what's to come. So, like I said, it's really encouraging to see.
Drew Waters, 2-for-4. He drives in half of the team's run, a solo job in the seventh to give the Royals a 3-2 lead, and then he ties it up with a two-out, two-run single in the eighth. Royals take the opener of this four-game series in Tampa, 6-5 the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Scott Barlow putting the finishing touches on the win. Royals take the opener in Tampa. Barlow picks up career save number 52. He's now just five back of Kelvin Herrera for sixth most all-time in Royals franchise history. My game notes following this 6-5 win are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Carlos Hernandez came in the sixth inning, walked the first batter that he faced, but then retired the next three on just, just 18 pitches. He struck out a pair, and Carlos now has 38 strikeouts in 33 innings this season. I mentioned Dairon Blanco with that leadoff triple to start the scoring in the third. Blanco has a hit in 8 of his 10 starts in the big leagues. You could do worse. Nice job, Dairon Blanco. Also, solid night defensively. I'll tell you what, that guy sure does make me feel comfortable when I see him out there in left or right or center and the ball's hit his way. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Elizabeth in Nebraska writes in, Vern, just last night I was leaving a fundraiser and I said hello to my bishop. He's a big Royals fan, having grown up in Wichita. I told him the Royals needed divine intervention. Here's the good news. We will now avoid 142 losses. Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks to your bishop as well. Also, thanks to Yandy Diaz for falling down between second and third base in the fifth inning. Thanks to the Rays relievers for walking, 1-2 Royals in the final two innings. Rays didn't play a A-plus game. The Rays gave the Royals the opportunity, and the Royals capitalized. Haven't been able to say that very much this season. Sure is nice to say it after this one. Spike in St. Joe lets us know that his MVP of the game was Drew Waters. Waters drives in three of the team's six runs. It's his first game with three or more RBI of the season, and the first time since last September when he hit that grand slam against Cleveland. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Cheryl in Hyde Park. Vern, this is how I remember baseball being played. Now, how in the heck am I supposed to get to sleep? P.S. Thanks, Big T. I needed that. I don't know if Big T has a bigger fan than Cheryl in Hyde Park. I mean, I love you, Big T, but Cheryl loves your phone calls. I appreciate them, and I'm a big fan of them, but I think Cheryl's got me beat. From the 816, Vern, I really think Drew Waters gained some much-needed confidence tonight. Dan and KCK is encouraged by what he saw from Austin Cox. From the 913, Vern, I'm living game to game at this point, and today was a good day. from the 816. I'm not reading that one. Henry from Topeka writes in, Vern, Austin Cox was wheeling and dealing. His pitch mix was solid and his command was even better. Good comeback win from the boys in blue. Yeah, it's nice. Well, you know what? Daniel Lynch did this the other day as well. Daniel Lynch had that same tempo. You know what? Daniel Lynch didn't look as confident as Austin Cox looked. And you know what? And I was thinking this as I'm watching him. Again, just thinking it, and now I'm going to think out loud. Austin Cox has been anything but rushed to the big leagues. Austin Cox has taken a path that many pitchers have taken over the years. Old school baseball, where you put in time in the minor leagues. Right? Singer rushed up. Bubich very much so rushed up. Hernandez rushed up. Lynch, yeah, okay, maybe he took his time, but there was still someone behind him, us in the media, the fan base, even the organization trying to push him along a little quicker. Not Austin Cox. You take your time. You find out what makes you you. You do that down in the minor leagues and you'll find your way to the show. I wonder if that has something to do with it. It's a good question to ask. Maybe I'll do that. Hey, thanks to Chris Unocero for the help back at the studio. Thanks to the Royals pulling out this win. Making me some money, too. Hey. Royals look to make it two straight. Zach Greinke on the hill tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 4:30 for the On Deck Show. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Win a free pizza by listening to The Drive every day right at 2 o'clock. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, always live on the free Odyssey app.